Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 27th. Venus is blanketed by clouds. They cover the entire planet. There's not a single hole in them to provide a view to the surface below. Clouds at the top of the atmosphere are made of sulfuric acid, and they buzz around the planet at up to 250 miles per hour, carried by super strong winds. That's especially puzzling because Venus rotates on its axis at a relative snail's pace. It takes 243 Earth days for it to make one full turn, so the high-speed winds are moving much faster than the surface below, an effect called superrotation. The pattern of those winds is complicated. Observations by a European spacecraft showed that the wind's speed picked up over a period of 8 years, by about a third. And a Japanese mission found that the wind speed changes from year to year. It also found a difference in winds between the northern and southern hemispheres, and between the day and night sides of the planet. Scientists still aren't sure why Venus's high-level winds are so fast, or why they've changed in recent years. It may take new missions to our neighboring planet to solve the mysteries of its super speedy winds. And Venus is in great view right now. It's the brilliant evening star, so it's the brightest object in the night sky other than the moon. Venus is quite close to the right of the moon tonight, a brilliant light that's blanketed by brilliant clouds. Tomorrow, from store owner to comet-hunting celebrity, we have sky watching tips for the whole year in Stardate Magazine's 2020 Sky Almanac. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.